The humanitarian situation around the world was already the worst it's been at any time in recent years. But now the UN says it's deteriorating even more. In 2022, it's estimated that 274 million people will be in need of humanitarian assistance, a 17% rise. And the UN is appealing for a record amount for its annual appeal, $41 billion. The UN's Under-Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Martin Griffiths, struggled when asked to name the worst crisis.
I think Ethiopia is the most concerning. I mean, it's a terrible thing to have to choose between, you know, places of such great need. You know, South Sudan is at its worst, and it barely gets a mention. You'll remember when Haiti had that extraordinary earthquake back in the middle of August. It didn't make the news for that week because, of course, the Taliban were walking into Kabul on that time. So it feels somewhat improper somehow to choose among these places.
In some of the humanitarian emergencies, for example, Somalia or the Democratic Republic of Congo, the situation has been bad for decades and it's not getting any better. In some places, though, in 2021, notably Ethiopia, Myanmar and Afghanistan, things got much worse.
A flash appeal for Afghanistan in September was a success. It's now over 100% funded. But the collapse of the economy, coupled with the worst drought for over 30 years, means much more funding is now needed. More and more Afghans are struggling to survive, here selling their clothes on the street, in a country where it's estimated the price of bread has gone up 80% in just a few months. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.